The Afikoman has this protective properties, and we leave a little piece of the Afikoman wrapped up somewhere in the house until next year when we will burn it with the chametz. So this is an ancient custom. I never saw people doing it till I met my father-in-law. He was the first person who I saw do this, but it's actually quoted in Rashi. This idea to save a small piece of the Afikoman until next year. Now I do it. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I never saw my father doing it. No. The problem is that matzah can become wormy. You don't want to save a lot. You got to really wrap it up well and put it away. Okay, so
to eat or just because it's there?
I didn't understand.
What are you saving it for?
You're saving a small piece because it says it protects the house all year long.
Right, so you're not going to eat it.
No, you're going to burn it with the chametz next year. Okay, so we now bargain at the end of the meal. We bargain with the kids for the Afikoman. And like we said, they don't have you over a barrel. Worst case scenario, you could always take another matzah. But we don't tell them that. We bargain as though we really, really must have that matzah back. But we keep them in line. Like, the kids don't get away with anything. Dad, $1 million. Okay, $500,000. We got a deal. No. You keep them in line, you know. It's a game. And at the same time, they got to play by the rules. And you tell them where you can budget it. Yeah?
Is that a Rashi from his commentary on Gemara?
No, if I'm not mistaken, it's either in response or in the Machzor Vitri. I don't remember. Okay. So now we're up to the Afikoman. We're going to get our Afikoman back. Remember, the key here with the Afikoman is you're going to eat it when you're full, but not too full, because if you're too full, then that doesn't constitute eating. If it's already repulsing, you can't eat anymore, then you can't eat the Afikoman either. That's not called eating. You have to eat it where it is your final course, where that's the satiating part of the meal. And that means that throughout the meal, you have in mind the Afikoman, because you know at the end you're going to eat that Afikoman, and you have to eat it a la sova. It has to be when you're full, yet not too full. Not so full that you have no appetite for it. So that's a tricky thing. We pay attention throughout the meal, and that's the last thing we're going to eat tonight. No dessert. That is dessert, right? So we take out our Afikoman. I got a cheap deal on my Afikoman this year. We give everyone a small piece of the head of the household's Afikoman, and then everyone supplements with their matzah. So you get a little bit. Here you go. I'm going to break off a little bit for me, and you give out the rest to everyone else. And then you supplement with the regular matzah. You got to eat again a kezias, preferably a big kezias. Now you see why it gets tough to drink a lot of grape juice and leaning. No, but I want you to learn from this to the real Seder. That's why you should do it. Because you see, you stuffed yourself so too much on very little food. We didn't have a lot to eat here. But that's what happens on the Seder night.
But then you go, borderline anorexic. You have nothing in you when you come up to the Seder.
Right, but people make this mistake every year. And then they hit the Afikoman and they're too full. So you have to keep it in mind throughout the meal so that you don't come too full. Remember to lean as you eat the Afikoman, and we don't talk, and we got to get the Afikoman in before midnight.